Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Hello and welcome. Today's story is about Mel Brooks and a very special gift. Mel Brooks is a famous American comedian, writer, actor, and film director. He is 98 years old. He will turn 100 in 2028. For many years, he has made people laugh with big energy, silly ideas, and sharp humor. Now he has donated a huge archive to the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York. Jamestown is a city in western New York State. The National Comedy Center is a museum and research center about comedy history. An archive is a collection of important old materials. It can include papers, letters, photos, recordings, and notes. Brooks gave thousands of items. Reports say the collection includes early scripts, storyboards, handwritten notes, and photographs. A storyboard is a set of simple drawings for a movie scene. It helps filmmakers plan what people will see on screen. A script is the written text for a show or film. A draft is an early version before the final version. This donation matters for a simple reason. It shows how creative work grows. A famous joke does not appear in 1 second. A film scene does not begin on the camera. First there are notes, then there are changes, then there is a better idea. That is why curators care about old papers. Curators are museum workers who protect and study special objects. They do not only save things, they also help people understand them. Brooks is one of the few people with an EGOT. EGOT means Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. These are 4 major entertainment awards in the United States. An Emmy is for television, a Grammy is for music, an Oscar is for film, and a Tony is for theater. Very few artists have all 4 awards. This makes Brooks part of a very small group. It also shows how wide his career has been. He did not succeed in only one area. He succeeded in many. Many people know Brooks for funny films like Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein. These movies became comedy classics in the United States. A classic is something people continue to love for many years. He is also famous for The 2,000-Year-Old Man. This was a comedy act with Carl Reiner, a writer, director, and performer. In the act, Brooks played a man who claimed he was thousands of years old. The humor came from strange answers and quick conversation. Now, with this archive, people can study how that humor was created. They can look at early ideas. They can notice lines that changed. They can compare a rough draft with a finished joke. That is exciting for fans. It is also useful for students, writers, and historians. A historian is a person who studies the past. Small paper notes can teach big lessons. The National Comedy Center already has materials from other famous comedy names. These include Lucille Ball, Joan Rivers, and George Carlin. Lucille Ball was a beloved television star known for physical comedy. Joan Rivers was known for fast, bold jokes and strong stage presence. George Carlin was a stand-up comedian famous for social criticism and powerful language. So Brooks's papers are joining an important collection. This helps the museum tell a bigger story about American comedy. It also gives future visitors more ways to learn. And there is another important point. Comedy can feel light and easy. People laugh and then the moment passes. But behind that laugh, there is serious craft. There is timing. There is rewriting. There is planning. This archive lets people see that hidden work. For English learners, this story is helpful too. It reminds us that great work often begins small, maybe with one note, maybe with one short idea. Then step by step, it grows. Here are a few useful words from today's story. Word, donate, definition, to give something important, often to help a person or organization. Example, she donated books to the village library last winter. Archive, definition, a collection of old and important materials kept for the future. Example, the school archive has photos from many years ago. Word, draft, definition, an early version of writing or a plan. Example, he showed his first draft of the speech to his teacher. Curator, definition, a person who manages and protects museum collections. Example, the curator carefully cleaned the ancient bowl before the exhibition. Word, classic, definition, something respected and loved for a long time. Example, that old song is a classic at family parties. Near his 100th birthday, Mel Brooks is not only being honored, he is also helping protect comedy history. His papers will help people study jokes, films, and creative work for many years. That is a wonderful gift, and it may inspire the next generation of writers. Now let's slow down and practice the key ideas together. Who donated his comedy archive to the National Comedy Center? Mel Brooks donated it. How old is Mel Brooks now? He is 98 years old. What does EGOT mean? It means Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. What is an archive? It is a collection of important old papers, photos, notes, and other materials. Why is this donation important? It helps people study how jokes, scripts, and films were created. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.